Welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. This podcast is for self-employed business owners just like you, who really want to grow their business and become successful and profitable, but without all the stress and hassle. I want to share my 30 years of business experience to show you how simple it can be to earn more money and how you can get organized without needing a business degree or any other qualifications. I'll be talking about the easy steps that you can put in place right now to start earning more money today and to help you get the business that you deserve and dream of. Without further ado, let's get started. This week's podcast is sponsored by Pocket PA, helping self-employed business owners to get organized, understand their finances, and do their accounts all in one place using a powerful online tool. If you're serious about making a profit and having a successful business, then using a simple digital web app like Pocket PA is the best way to grow and scale your business. Visit pocketpa.com for more details and start managing your money like a pro today. Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast show again. Today, we are going to be talking about business communities, and I have a return guest. We've got the wonderful Sue Wybrow. She's a lovely, talented lady. She set up an incredibly vibrant and thriving local community in St. Albans, and it's for other self-employed business owners. And today, we're going to be discussing everything that there is to know about tapping into your own local community and how it can be so powerful to help you find more customer and clients right on your own doorstep to help you to earn more lovely money. So thanks for joining us, Sue. Thanks for being here. Well, last time we spoke about your pop dance business and wearing two hats, and we briefly touched on the fact that you are incredibly talented, having a business community, community of amazing people that love and adore you. But that's a business on its own, isn't it? And I thought today would be a really great opportunity for you to be able to explain, firstly, how the St. Albans business community works. But I'm sure that there are other communities like this replicated across the UK and different countries and stuff. But just give us a little insight into how you set it up and what sort of things people can expect from the business community that they might find.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I started Pop Dance in 2009, having no experience of running a business. Obviously, I'd worked in businesses, worked in marketing, market research, advertising, TV, that gave me, you know, a good background into launching my own business. But, you know, as we mentioned before, it can be a lonely place. So you're going from working in an environment with lots of other people where you have all the chit chat and the banter.
Office gossip, the water machine.
Oh, yeah.
The photocopier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything centres around the water cooler and the photocopier, doesn't it?
Now it just centres around my kitchen tap with just me and the dog. So I was like, okay, I'm running this business now. I've had some good advice from Business Link. You know, there's lots of places that are like that now. Business Link has gone, but there's new places. So if you want free business advice, have a Google around what's in your area. Here in St. Albans, it's a brilliant company called Stanta, and there's companies called Winter. So I had that. And then I was like, actually, I'm working from home most of the time. This is pre-COVID. I do fancy a change of scene, because you do go somewhere else, you get a different mindset. So I started, what we called a jelly, which one started in New York, and it's basically lots of people were starting to work from home, wanted a once a month or once a week something where they'd come together with other business owners and work together, but then have that banter and that help and support. Oh, have you tried this latest app, or have you heard about Canva and things like that? So we started one here in St. Albans years ago, probably 7-8 years ago. We didn't create the jelly. It started in New York, and it was for people that wanted to come and work together. And on the table were some jelly beans, apparently. So they called it a jelly. There's loads of jellies all over the UK and all overseas as well. So if you fancy that, just have a look at, you know, just Google jelly or jelly co-working. And there is I know there's a UK website called Jelly, where you can find lots of jellies and basically go along. And generally, they're always free. So it's great to just go along.
Even better. We love free. That's a really good thing, especially for networking. And the types of people that go there, these are all other self-employed business owners, people that are working for themselves, freelancers, or have their own business. Is that the plan?
Generally, yes. We do have some people that are employed. That, again, now since COVID, some people are working from home who are employed, and they want to come along and get that change of scene. But generally, most people are, you know, self-employed, running their own business. But then we just, I started a Facebook group. I think that's what I did first. I started a Facebook group before the jelly, just to say, I'm starting a Facebook group about all things business. If you fancy coming to join me, then please do. And it was very informal. That was just like, I just thought it would be nice to meet other business owners. And then that just took off, and lots of people were sharing lots of information and lots of advice and help and support, which was just getting lost in the Facebook stream. And we also got asked to run some business events. So we ran an event called What Has St. Albans Got to Offer Your Business? And it was all hanging off the back of the Pop Dance website. So I thought, well, actually, this is going to confuse people. Why are they going to a dance website? And all this stuff was getting lost. So I was like, okay, let's create a website where all of the community can share their expertise, what events they've got going on, you know, find out more about each other. So we created a website where our members could upload their information, and we would market that out and share that for them. So that's how that then turned into a, you know, a business in the end, because obviously we had to charge for website and admin time.
Of course, yeah. So it started off as like a membership group. It moved from a Facebook, which was what, a closed Facebook group, which was free initially. And then you realized that it was starting to get traction. It was really popular. It was becoming a great resource. And you could see a business opportunity to actually monetize it, to actually give the value. And people wanted that connection. So they wanted to be part of that. And what sort of, I mean, how long ago did you start that Facebook group, Sue? Where are we now?
That must have been 6 or 7 years ago. Yeah. Facebook memories come up and tell me every year that you know, with the initial, I'm starting a Facebook group, who wants to come and join. I mean, I didn't look at it as a business. I was like, okay, all this stuff is getting lost. Let's put it on a website. I had to have a website because of the events that were going on. And then I'm like, okay, you know, in order,
there's a cost to that, isn't there? Yes.
Yeah. In order for us to do that. And we've always kept it at such a low price because we know what it's like for startups. You know, we have different membership entry levels, but we've always wanted to support all kinds of business, from startups to multi-million pound businesses. So
accessible for everybody. And the point is that it's inclusive for, you know, whether you are just even thinking about starting a business, you know, you're welcomed into the group. And, you know, there's always going to be somebody that's just that little bit further on from you to either motivate you, feel inspired, or think you could reach out to them to be able to say, gosh, I'm just wondering about this, you know, would you have any thoughts or help on it? And I think that that's the sign of a really good, vibrant community locally.
Absolutely. Because it's just, for us, it's been about the people, because people, no matter where you are in your career or your business journey, everyone has ideas, everyone has contacts, everyone can give you their opinion on things, which is invaluable, you know. And sitting at a jelly, you might be struggling with something on your website and Simon will come over and just fix it for you. And it's like, you know, everyone wants to help. Most people do want to help you, and that's been really valuable in terms of connecting you to people that can help your business, or just connecting you with people that can sympathize with how you're feeling. You know,
it's the empathy and the moral support, those things that you can't put a price on, that you just come away having connected with people and you just feel more uplifted, more motivated, re-engaged with your business again. Because, you know, we talk about self-employed journey, it can be lonely, especially when you're a solopreneur and starting out. And if things, you know, aren't all going according to plan, or you might be struggling with one aspect of your business, or your finances aren't quite where they are, sometimes you just need to reconnect with people and just be in a space, you know, not for everyone to have a moan, but just to reconnect and just be able to say that you're having a difficult period. And, you know, it's just one gem that somebody might be able to share with you to reconnect you with your business, and to feel that, you know, there are other people on that trajectory or that up and down roller coaster that can walked in similar shoes or had other challenges, and they might be that bit further ahead, as we said. And it's the social side, isn't it? it as well. People are connecting with people and can keep an eye on how their business is going. You're much more likely to refer businesses between yourselves as well once you start to get to know what other business owners are doing as well. Do you find that there's a lot of cross referrals that happen naturally?
Yeah, absolutely, because you get to know people and you get to trust them and you get to see what they're doing and you get to see what they're doing for other people. So there's a lot of business that is exchanged. It's not just about business, which is great. Yeah, we all want to pay our mortgages. We all need to make some money. But it's also that camaraderie and that journey and that motivation and those ideas. Because whenever I go to a Jelly, we do an online one. So if anyone wants to join that, we do an online one and we do an offline one. You always come away with something, you know, whether it's meeting a great person or someone's said, oh, have you thought about that? You know, there's always gems, and you always, you know, feel uplifted going and meeting and chatting with other people and supported.
And I know that for the St Albans Community one, you do an award ceremony once a year, your Woohoo Awards. And I just so remember when I was quite new in business and I was nominated for a Woohoo Award and I won a Woohoo Award and my pineapple has pride of place. And someone said, what did you get that for? And I just said, they gave it to me for keeping going. And I just said, honestly, that pat on the back that someone had noticed that I was still going because things weren't all, you know, wild and successful. And, you know, I've had a very steep uphill struggle with Pocket PA, you know, over many years, trying to get it to where I want it to be and sharing it and those sorts of things. So it was just thinking, gosh, someone's noticed in my business community, because I'm quite an introverted, shy person. So I'm not always sort of, whoa, look at me and that sort of thing. I found that quite difficult. And going along to some of the business events, I was always sort of an observer. But I was invited and I was told I'd won a Woohoo Award. I remember my knees knocking, going up to collect it, thinking, oh my goodness, this is so meaningful for me. And you never know when those things are going to impact somebody to carry on and keep going, because there were so many opportunities where I could have just stopped with Pocket PA. And I thought about shutting the doors and thinking, well, never mind. Nobody really knew I was on the radar anyway. It's not going to make any difference to anyone else's life. But those sorts of moments can become quite pivotal in people's journeys. And I think just recognizing with something really informal and as lovely as like an award ceremony. I remember we did it in the local,
in the courthouse, wasn't it?
Yeah. Courthouse, yes, that's right. And it was just such a fun thing. Everybody dressed up and there were canapes and we all got to put our glad rags on because normally we don't need to do any of that. And you know, you were the hostess with the mostess and we had some sponsors and that was such a memorable night. And I love that coming up on my time hotline to just look back. And there are things like that going on in everyone's communities, I think. I mean, obviously, none of them are as wonderful as our one in St Albans. But, you know, and if there isn't one in your local area, could you be that person out there that could start it to become that sort of glue to start bringing your community? Because there's so many upsides to having a local business community, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we're just preparing now for this year's Woohoo's. And I just love the fact that, you know, the reason why I started it was that there's no judging. It's just being nominated by your fellow peers. Just, you know, it's all about recognition for people that are working hard in their business, whether it's starting a business, keeping going, overcoming hurdles or going international. It's whatever someone thinks you deserve that pat on the back for. And so it's not like other awards, you know, it's so informal, relaxed, friendly, and it makes a huge difference to people. I get that feedback and that's what makes me carry on doing it every year. Because every year I go, oh, it's quite a lot of hard work to put this on, but it's so rewarding.
And there's no comparisonitis where people are sort of, you know, jostling for positions or getting arsy that they didn't win such and such an award or that they were a runner up. There are no runner ups. There's just like loads of people and we're all winners. And I love that sort of environment. And I think for sometimes when people are coming into self-employment, especially in a local community, if they're sort of moving into an area for the first time and they're a little bit unsure and they haven't been self-employed before and they think, oh my goodness, there are lots of people already doing what I do. But, you know, there is nowhere that just has one hairdresser or one nail tech or just one dog walker or one life coach. And I think that everyone brings their own stamp to it. So it doesn't matter in your local community that there are other people doing something similar to you. I think, you know, we have that as a great example in St. Albans, that there are lots of people in the community doing similar strands, but we all have our own stamp and take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can only, you know, you are you. There is no other you. So people will buy from who they want to buy from. And also a lot of our guys will collaborate. So a lot of our photographers, some are like specialized in different areas of photography. So they'll then pass that client to another photographer who's more specialized in that niche. So we say it with, you know, our dance teachers is work together rather than working against each other. I would say that social media is such an influence on people at the moment. And you think, oh, look, everyone on social media is having the best time ever and they're running the best businesses ever. But and also you may be doing social media and feel that, as you said, Caroline, you said you weren't on the radar. People are watching you. Even if they don't comment or like your things, I guarantee they are watching you and they are taking in what you're doing. So even though you think sometimes it might be tumbleweed, then people are watching you. But again, I would say don't stress too much. I was like trying to post 5 times a day on Twitter and I felt the pressure, and now it's too much. So it's just about being consistent, but doing it at your own pace, and you don't have to be the all singing, all dancing person.
Just being yourself, I think that's just so much more relatable, because you can only keep it up for so long if you're trying to put out this perfect show reel. And, you know, people actually like the bloopers and the things. And I don't want to edit these podcasts too much, because I just think, you know what, sometimes things do pop up on our screen. Sometimes it's actually better to leave the annoying bits in, because people recognize that that's real life, and you don't want it to be too choreographed and too perfect, because then it kind of creates another imperfect sort of impression that it's just nuts. It's just a cycle. But I love the point that you touched on about the sort of communities being great for collaborations. And I think particularly when you're new in business, so for example, if you're a new hairdresser or something like that, and maybe you do bridal hairdressing or something like that, it would be great to get to know the wedding photographers or the people that might host events or do any of those sorts of things, because there's always ways to cross refer and to get started in business. And I think often it's about the asking and saying out there, you know what, I'm looking for some new clients this week or this month, and I'm looking for them to do X, Y, and Z. And once you've actually put that announcement out in the group or the community that you work in, people automatically will just start. If you don't speak up, people don't know that you're looking for those sorts of clients or that you've got some spaces to work with you and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. That's why we have Tell Us What You Want Thursday in our group. So we encourage people, what do you want? Do you need an intro into a particular company that you want to connect with? Or do you need someone to have a look at something on your website? What do you need? You know, tell us what you want. Yeah, don't ask, don't get. You know, you might not always get the answer, but between the 5,500 people in the group, there's generally someone that will have the answer for you.
5,500. Sue, that's incredible to have that many small, you know, micro sort of business owners, self-employed people all collectively in one area. That's a huge achievement to have been sort of keeping all of that together. And I find also the group is just never spammy, because we get the opportunity to be able to say we need help or we want to promote this. And do you have to do a lot of admin behind the scenes to create it like that? Because it just looks effortlessly slick on coming across like that. Or is it just the nature of the people that you've attracted?
I think we've always sort of made it clear that it wasn't to be a spammy group, that it is there to, you know, to help and support each other. Yes, you obviously we want people to be able to promote what they do, but we do limit that to our members. So it's not just 5,500 people. We also don't encourage link dumping, which, you know, if you want something, you have a little, you know, it's like if you were networking in real life, you wouldn't just go, Caroline, there's my card, that's what I do, and you walk off.
Yeah, you know, it's about context, yeah. Isn't it? Yes, and relationship building.
You have a conversation, yeah. So, you know, it is managed, not constantly, because, you know, we can't be on there 24/7, but it is generally managed, and we do contact people that are just link dumping, say, do you know what, it might work better if you do it like this.
It's often just a conversation, isn't it? Just to reframe it and explain to people what actually works better, because nobody wants to feel sold to on a consistent basis in a group where it is about connections and building and stuff. But I think it's great for new people that are literally just getting started in business to really look and find their local communities and things, because most often, you know, self-employed business owners need a pool of new clients locally to them. So this would be ideal. You don't need to faff around and search online and go to all the, you know, because it's a different type of networking. Obviously, there are the more formal groups, the Women in Business and the BNI groups and the breakfast clubs and that sort of thing, where they are very specifically business focused. How would you say you differentiate yourself between those sorts of groups?
I would say, you know, your business always reflects your personality, I think. And I'm very relaxed, informal. As I've said earlier, you know, planning isn't my strength. I love people and I love business and I love, you know, chatting to people. When it's my gig, if I go to someone else's gig, I'm quite shy. But when it's my gig, I'm like, you know, I want people to feel welcome, because I know what it's like when you go to somewhere and you don't know anyone. I feel quite shy.
You're such a powerful connector, Sue. You always know somebody, just the right person. I remember that. And when I started, I remember someone said, "Have you met Sue? Have you met Sue Wybrow yet?" And I said, "No, but I've heard so much about her." And it was just the case. I remember meeting you for the first time in Starbucks and just sort of being in awe of your sort of connectedness, because when you are at the beginning of the journey, it can seem really daunting, can't it? Which is why a group like this is, it's not overpowering. It's just a really nice way for you to dip your toe into finding out about who your fellow self-employed business owners are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's just been, you know, relaxed. There's no strict rules, you know, there's guidelines, there's, you know, how things might work better. But, you know, it's the group's free, you know, so you can just come along and take part. And, you know, we know what it's like when you're first starting out, or even if you've been going for a few years, you know, you've got to think about your marketing spend. And there's no disrespect to things like BNI and WIBM, because I think they have their place, definitely.
Horses for courses. Yes, exactly. And it's for different types of groups and connecting and referral bases and much more formalized sort of passing of referrals between you.
Yeah. So people do get a lot of business out of that. But it's what you're willing to put into anything that you do. So if you're willing to put the work in, you know, they say you've got to be consistent on social media, you've got to be consistent with marketing, you've got to be consistent with your relationships. So, you know, if you disappear off the face of the earth for ages, then people are going to forget your name. So it's about, you know, you put the work in as you would with any of the networking groups. You know, if you're interested in what other people are doing, they will be interested in you. If all you're interested in is giving someone your card and walking away, that's not really going to get you anywhere. It's finding out more about each other. And I know that takes time, but with our online communities, you don't have to go to all these meetings. You can sit there in your pajamas and connect with people, especially online meetups as well. So you could be anywhere in the world and connect with people.
And letting your sort of personality shine through, because people don't want cookie cutter type, you know, businesses. That's the beauty that we have being self-employed, that we can put our own stamp on it. And going to attract people that are attracted to what you're offering based around your personality and the stamp and what you represent. And I think that it's lovely that we've got that opportunity for diversity to be able to shine our light, you know, show all our good and our bad points and stuff. I mean, because that's, you know, that's who we all really are. But you'll attract the right people based on the energy that you give out. And it's much nicer to do it in sort of a more informal social thing, because people get to decide to, you know, about liking and trusting you. That's what they're going to base. It's not based on price alone when people select your service. There's so many other variables that go into people deciding that they want to work with you or use your services.
It's trusting you to know that you're going to deliver what you'll say you're going to deliver.
Credibility, reliability, consistency, doing what you say on the tin over time and being good at it and being a lovely person and being kind and all of those things that you can't often showcase on a website or things, but they start to see that as they interact with you and they sort of meet you at the jellies and those sorts of things.
And the best way to sort of justify, the best way to show how good you are is when things go wrong, how you sort them out.
Yes, about that. Yes, that's right. That's a real teller on people about how they behave in a crisis, isn't it? And when the chips are a little bit down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not just in business either. That's in all sorts of areas, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank you. That's been so, so helpful, just understanding a little bit more about how the business community works. And if people want to, you know, if people are near St. Albans, it would be great for them to come and join us. But how would people connect with you just to see what goes on in St. Albans? And what would you recommend that they do or connect with? You mentioned a link for Jelly sort of globally and sort of nationally. Are we able to put that in the show notes?
Yeah, have a little Google of the Jelly. I could probably find the one that's UK based. We do have growing communities. We do have a worldwide Facebook group if you want to come and join that. So anywhere you are in the world, you can come and join that. So I can send you a link for that.
What's that called, Sue?
I think it's called the Businesses Community Worldwide on Facebook.
Okay.
If you want to have a look at growing your own businesses community, have a look at our website, which is thebusinesscommunity.com. So you can have a look and we're always happy to have a chat. Or just have a little Google around in your own area as to what's already there that can help and support you. So there's bound to be business Facebook groups that are already set up. If you want to set your own one up, I'm more than happy to chat with you. But yeah, come and join us on the Facebook, on the worldwide one. And come and join us on the online meetup. So everyone in the world can come and join us. It's on the first Friday of every month at 10 till 11 in the morning.
In UK time. Lovely.
UK time, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. That's been really, really helpful. I'm sure that there's been so many nuggets that people can take away from this. And it's just really about stressing less and being able to earn more in a way that just fits with our lifestyle. And yes, community is definitely the way forward because it's all about people. So thank you very much. Another episode done.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks, Sue. And yes, have a great week, whatever you're doing. And join us again next week on the Earn More, Stress Less podcast. Have a good week. Thanks for listening to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, then do hit subscribe so we can catch up again soon. And please kindly leave a review if you've got a moment and share with anyone else that you think this podcast could help on their self-employed journey. If you're ready to make bigger breakthroughs in your business life and want to get way more organised and understand your finances the really simple way, then start your very own 14-day free trial today using the super powerful software tool Pocket PA that I made for my own son and daughter. Go to pocketpa.com/podcast and let's get you on the way to earning more money and stressing much less. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.